How business owners create value. In today's episode, I'm going to share some thoughts on what I think it means to be an entrepreneur and a business owner that provides value, and how does a business owner or entrepreneur do that? And so thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for watching this content. And hopefully as a business owner or an entrepreneur, you are hearing some ideas or some thoughts come out of these episodes that is helping to encourage you to keep going in your business or giving you some things to think about that would make your particular business better. And I'm on a hunt to convert myself from being a business owner operator to a business owner to ultimately an investor. And this is my way of sharing what I'm learning as I go over all of these years. So today's episode, How Business Owners Create Value, is an important one for me because it's something that early on in my career, early on in my adventures as a business owner and entrepreneur, I didn't really connect with this idea until I had moments of desperation where I was forced to figure out what the heck I was even doing with my business. I've learned that when you start a business, it's very, very exciting. There's a lot of things to captivate your imagination. And when it's new and you catch kind of the crest of a wave in a marketplace where everything is going up and everything is good, it's hard to understand why business fundamentals are called business fundamentals. And I think today's episode touches on one of those fundamentals, which is, first of all, what does a business do? What does an entrepreneur do? Ultimately, how do business owners create value? And so in my experience, you start a business and it goes well, but then you hit some turbulent times. You have to figure out how to get through it. The only way to get through it is to have a great business. What is a great business? A great business is one that provides real value in the marketplace that people are prepared to pay for. And if you keep your costs in check, then that means you should be able to generate some profit. And so how business owners create value, I think there's basically three parameters or three bullet points, and we'll call them that, three points that are important in understanding how business owners create value, or how I've come to see how business owners create value. And over all the years that I've done consulting work, as well as turned around businesses, as well as grown businesses and failed, some of my opinions come right directly from my experience, and so I hope you find this helpful. So ultimately, what does a business do? A business solves a problem in the marketplace. Now, that in and of itself isn't incredibly ingenious, but people have a problem, they want the problem solved, they're prepared to pay a company to do that, or pay an individual. And so that's great, that's kind of the first level. So that begs the question, of course, well, why does a customer want to pay for that solution? And I've kind of broken it down into these three points. One, customers have a problem and they could fix the problem themselves, but they simply don't want to fix the problem themselves. And so they're prepared to pay somebody else to do that. The second thing is a customer could, they could fix the problem themselves, but they can't afford to fix the problem themselves. And maybe they don't have the knowledge, maybe they don't have the money, maybe they don't have the experience, but the point is they could do it themselves if they took enough time to figure out all of the things that they needed to know in order to fix it, or generated enough money to be able to fix the problem themselves. But ultimately, they go to a business because they can't afford to do it themselves. And then the third point is they simply just don't have the time to do it. Touching on kind of the earlier point, if your furnace breaks down, you don't have enough time to learn how to be an HVAC contractor and fix it. You don't have enough money to, you can't afford to fix this problem yourself because maybe your home won't stay warm while you're figuring out how to fix it yourself. So what do? You ultimately go to an HVAC consultant to fix that problem for you. So how do business owners create value? They create value by solving problems that people don't want to fix themselves, and they don't want to do it because either they can't afford to do it or they don't have the time to do it. And this very basic principle I've always found helpful when my back is up against the wall in the various times that it has been. And I have really tried to figure out what is it that our business is actually doing. There's a lot of work happening, there's a lot of activity happening, but there's not a lot of profit happening. And if there isn't a lot of profit, that means there most likely is never enough cash in the bank. And that has forced me to sit back and go, then what are we doing? What is our business actually doing? What is our real value in the market? And so as a business, creating value for solving problems, you have to figure out a way to do it in a marketplace. I'll go a different way with this. In a marketplace where there are 10 providers of the exact same solution to the problem, everyone is competing for the exact same customer for the exact same margin, which is probably very low because price becomes one of those things that you're competing on. But if you figure out the real reason your customer is using you, or you can create a narrative around why your customers are using you, then generally you find opportunities to create value. A simple example might be if you, like I am involved in a heavy duty repair business, and I know one of the things that we do to create value, one of the reasons customers use us, because they can't afford to fix, they can't afford to learn how to fix their equipment on their own, and they don't have the time to learn how to do it, and they don't want to do it, and so they pay us to do it. Now, it's a very competitive marketplace, so them picking us over anybody else is how we compete, and we have to create value in order to do that. But one of the other reasons why they use us is because there is a convenience factor. They are able to, we will oftentimes give them a ride to wherever it is they need to go. Now, that may not seem significant in and of itself, but to certain customers it is, and those certain customers are prepared to pay for our services, which may not be the cheapest services in the marketplace, but that's an example of how we create value. We say to the marketplace, look, we can solve your problem for you, but in the course of solving your problem, we can also do this other thing. And I know back in my mortgage brokerage days, we would do the same thing everyone else would do. We'd have access to all of the same rates that everyone else would have. And so when we talked about how did we create value in that marketplace, we created value because we knew which lenders had the best interest rates. Now, borrowers could go and figure this out themselves. They could jump on the internet, they could make a bunch of phone calls, but they didn't want to spend the time to do it. They simply didn't want to do it. And so they were prepared to come to a mortgage broker and have the mortgage broker do the work. The mortgage broker gets a commission and life works out. So all things being equal, how was I able to create value in that particular marketplace, which again was very, very competitive and there weren't a lot of differentiators? We built an online portal where customers could track the progress of their deal. And at the time, that was pretty revolutionary, believe it or not, but that created value for a customer who was coming to us, it turns out, not just to get the mortgage with the best interest rate, but to actually have somebody handle all of the details. When we dug deep and tried to understand why our customers really using us, it wasn't purely a financial reason. That certainly was part of it, but that was commonplace for everyone. So everyone had that variable to work with. So we had to drill a little deeper and get down to the need. And it turns out, I've mentioned this in past episodes, that we got very, very good at doing mortgages for people who were self-employed because we understood what a self-employed tax return looked like. We understood which lenders had people on their teams that knew how to do self-employed mortgages. So again, customers who were using us didn't have to spend the time to figure that out on their own. And none of them obviously had the desire or the interest in understanding how to do that on their own. And so we were able to create value by helping them get through that and then giving them online access so they could see what the lender's responses were. They could see which documents were being approved, which documents were in question. And it created a very different experience for them. So instead of just saying, you know, as a business, we were creating value by helping people get mortgages. Great. Everybody said that. We had to come up with an even better reason as to why a customer would use us. And then as a result of that, had to figure out how do we create more value than what our competitors were creating. And that required us to figure out, well, why are customers really using us? And it turned out they were using us, we thought, the narrative we created was that customers simply didn't want to understand all of the little tiny details underneath the approval. They just wanted someone to take care of it for them, but they wanted to know what was going on. And so giving them visibility through an online status report and a checklist, they were able to do that. And I could maybe keep going through some more examples, but I think it's important as an entrepreneur and as a business owner to really understand how your business is creating value in the marketplace. Value is created by solving a problem for customers that don't want to solve that problem on their own, and they don't want to do it because they can't afford to do it, they don't have the time to do it, or simply just don't want to. They don't have the desire to do it, and they are prepared to pay someone or a company to do that for them. And until such time as you have to think through this, because there's a pressure point in your business that you're trying to work through, it may not resonate with you until you get to that point. It's kind of like telling someone who's never had kids what it's like to be a father. There's just no way to explain it. You have to experience it. And for me, there have been many, many, many times over the last 25 years where I've had to sit down and really think through what is it that our business actually does. And the answer will sound very generic at first, but the more you sit and think about it and walk yourself through the perfect customer, again, see a previous episode for that. And as you think through what is it, the problem that we're trying to solve, how do we solve it differently than the rest of the marketplace? Or if we solve it exactly the same way, why would customers come to us instead? And hopefully the answer isn't something like, well, because we're the cheapest provider. It has to, the reason customers will use you, that becomes a beachhead or a way or a moat around your business, if you will, that no one can come and take your customers, is by truly understanding the value that you're providing. Again, as a mortgage broker, yes, people wanted mortgages and that was valuable, but that was, everyone was saying that. So we had to keep drilling down until we could deliver a specific piece of value that customers were prepared to recognize that would keep them aligned with us and keep them working with us, because they didn't pay us out of pocket. So we were always at risk of losing a customer. So we had to develop ways and develop tactics. And that came from truly understanding what is it that we're doing for our clients? What is the value that we're providing? We're providing administrative help in the heavy equipment repair business. It's the convenience. It's not just that we can get the work done, because there's lots of shops that can get the work done, but it's being able to be given a ride. It's being able to talk specifically to the mechanic and probably even enter into the shop and take a look at your equipment so that you don't have to believe what we're saying. You can see it for yourself. A lot of times that will just simply translate into pictures or videos that we share with the customer. So the value that we're creating is a customer doesn't want to fix their own equipment. But guess what? Yeah, so they can go to us or they can go to anyone else in the marketplace. So that's not value enough, because that value is easy to come by. But to have someone who engages you in the process, who makes it convenient for you, now that is valuable. And that customer is prepared to pay what we charge. But more importantly, they're prepared to continue to work with us instead of walking across the street somewhere else. So I have found this, answering this question, very helpful. How business owners create value is by solving problems in the marketplace, because customers don't want to do it because they can't afford to, they don't have the time to do it, or they simply just don't want to do it. And that's your opportunity as a business owner to create value. And creating value means going over and above what your competitors are doing and realizing that customers will pay disproportionately more for the things that they value. And so you have to figure out how are we solving this problem and how do we do it better than the rest of the marketplace. And it doesn't happen overnight. It can be very frustrating. Technology for sure is a big help when you can incorporate technology into the experience, because a lot of times communication is a big piece of value that customers put a lot of weight behind, and they like to know what's going on and to be kept informed, and technology is a very easy way to do that. But don't get frustrated. Spend the time, think through it. If you are in a position where you're not quite sure why your business is stagnant, why on the cash flow quadrant, you don't really see your business moving through the quadrants, it might be because one of the reasons might be because you haven't really connected with the value that your business is providing to the marketplace, because you just haven't thought through or strained out the thinking to say, why do customers really use us? Because again, business owners create value by solving problems that customers don't want to solve on their own because they either can't afford to do it, or they don't have the time to do it, or they just don't want to do it. So hopefully that message is being delivered to you, because that's what plays in my head every time I feel like I'm stuck and I do keep repeating it. And how can I save customers time? How can I make sure that it is worth the money that they're paying for it? Because we want to win. We want to be the best provider for our given customer in the marketplace. And what is that going to look like? So I trust that you found this information helpful. You found this content helpful. I would encourage you to reach out to me, either drop a comment in the show notes below. There's a way to just book a time to jump on a call with me to talk about your business, to talk about my businesses. And I guess it's sometimes nice just to have another voice to listen to when you feel like maybe you're stuck and you're not kind of getting where you want to get as a business owner. And again, we get up to do this every day to create value. So I think it's important to understand, what does that actually look like? Because I certainly wasn't thinking about those things early on in my career. And these are things that I think about quite a bit right now. And it helps helps me work through the other things that I might be struggling with in my businesses. So thanks for tuning into this episode. And I sure hope that you check out the next one.